This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is now administering the Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19 to children ages 12 to 15 as state health officials push today for more people to get vaccinated. The move by the state health department follows authorizations this week by the Federal Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The state is encouraging families to register children on its vaccine website. The expanded availability applies only to the Pfizer vaccine, which until now was only available to people ages 16 and older. The Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are authorized for people 18 and older. State officials say more than half of eligible residents are now considered fully vaccinated. The goal is to hit 60% next month, but vaccination rates for some parts of the state, including southeastern New Mexico and rural areas in central New Mexico, are trailing because not everyone wants a shot. The state has been trying to incentivize vaccination. Today, health officials said employers are entitled to tax credits through the federal government for providing paid leave to employees who take time off related to COVID-19 vaccinations. They also have set up a website where organizations and local groups can request vaccination clinics. New Mexico State Auditor Brian Colon has announced his candidacy for the office of State Attorney General. The Democrat wants to follow in the footsteps of friend Hector Balderas, who's wrapping up his second term as New Mexico's top prosecutor and consumer advocate. They worked at the same law firm. Colon is the first person to enter the race for the open seat that has been dominated by Democrats for the better part of a century. Republicans have held the office only three times in the state's nearly 110-year history. Colon said he sees this as an opportunity to, quote, take the next step. He said he's motivated by growing up poor in New Mexico and a desire to serve his community and protect families. Public safety is among his priorities. U.S. officials say they'll try to stamp out wildfires as quickly as possible this year as severe drought tightens its grip across the West and sets the stage for another destructive summer of blazes. By aggressively responding to smaller fires, officials said today they hope to minimize the number of larger fires that have become more common as climate change makes the landscape warmer and drier. A similar approach was taken last year, driven in part by the pandemic and a desire to avoid the large congregations of personnel needed to fight major fires. Nevertheless, 2020 became one of the worst fire years on record. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told firefighting personnel today to brace themselves for another challenging year amid what scientists describe as one of the West's deepest droughts in more than 1,200 years. Large fires were active today in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. The U.S. Department of Energy and its regulators have proposed extending the deadline to ship waste contaminated with plutonium off the decommissioned Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State. The Tri-City Herald reported that the proposal moves the deadline back from 2030 to 2050 to ship the waste to a national repository in New Mexico for permanent disposal. The Energy Department, Washington State's Department of Ecology, and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency set waste cleanup plans and deadlines for the nuclear site. Department of Ecology Manager John Price said the previous milestones were unattainable. The Hanford Reservation produced plutonium for Cold War and World War II nuclear weapons. The Navajo Nation today reported 14 new confirmed COVID-19 cases and one additional death. It was the first reported coronavirus-related death in 4 days. Tribal health officials say the latest figures pushed the total number of cases since the pandemic began more than a year ago to over 30,600 on the vast reservation. The known death toll is now 1,286. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez said more than half of the reservation's adult population has been vaccinated, but people still need to stay home as much as possible, wear masks, and avoid large gatherings. Nez said healthcare facilities on the Navajo Nation have begun to vaccinate adolescents in the 12 to 15 age range, and some large-scale drive-through vaccination events will be held Saturday. This is KUNM.